heaven. Most of us want to go there. We read about it, sing songs about it, and hear sermons preached about it. But is heaven real to us? In this earthbound daily existence, heaven may sometimes seem unattainable, perhaps even unimportant. Yet heaven is our ultimate goal. As God's children, we will spend eternity there. And so knowledge of our heavenly home and the anticipation of eternal life with God the Father should strengthen us in our weakness, disperse depression, and brighten our darkness. I'm Charlie Messenger. I'm an actor and a minister. But in this video, I'm not acting, nor am I preaching. I just want to present to you some heavenly facts and truths and allow you to come to your own conclusions. When you travel, you chart your routes by map. You make reservations. You plan activities and visits. You discover all you can about the locales you're going to visit. In short, you prepare for the trip. So with even greater anticipation, you should prepare for your heavenly trip. Discover all you can about that heavenly home. Life on earth here is a journey of a pilgrim. And this earth is a temporary tent. Here we are foreigners and strangers. Because we are created in God's image, heaven is our true home. And coming home always excites. How much more when we come home to our Creator? Since we are created in God's likeness, we have a body, soul, and spirit. A body is the shell in which the soul and spirit live. The soul has the capacity for thought and the mental process, and our spirit has the capability to realize the spiritual world. And although soul and spirit can't be seen to the physical eyes, they make up the real you and me. Therefore, it is essential that we be born again, spiritually, in order to enter the spirit world and heaven. Throughout the Bible, the number seven, symbolizing God's perfection, is repeated. God created the heaven and the earth, and he rested on the seventh day. In Revelation, there are seven churches, seven lamps, seven stars, seven spirits, seven seals, seven trumpets, and so on. There are also seven dimensions in the universe. Our physical body exists in the third dimension, our soul in the fourth dimension. Our spirit, however, is in the fifth dimension, and God resides in the seventh dimension. As long as we remain in the fourth dimension, we cannot enter the spiritual world of heaven. And since many people believe that the fourth dimension is the highest state achievable, they have no perception of the spiritual world. That's why Jesus stated, "Unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." But even though heaven is in the spiritual world, it is not an illusion or a state of mind, as many folks think. As the scripture tells us, heaven is an actual place. For example, John 14:1-4, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may be where I am, and you know the way to the place where I am going." Ephesians 1:20-21, "which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come." Still, many Christians have a tendency to believe that heaven exists only in our hearts. And while it is true that our heart is the temple of the Holy Spirit while we're here on earth, it does not mean that there is no actual heaven. In fact, the Bible gives us a hint that heaven is located somewhere deep in space, far beyond the solar system, north of the earth. Marvin Ford's biography, On the Other Side, describes it like this. He says, "I am often asked the location of this majestic throne. and as I was caught up from the hospital bed, I seemed to be spinning through outer space in a northerly direction. Also, the Bible tells us that earth is a mere shadow of heaven. As beautiful and breathtaking, majestic and wonderful the Edens of this earth are, they do not and cannot compare with the paradise our Creator has prepared for those who love Him. In fact, all of those who have experienced heaven agree, its beauty and majesty, glory and grandeur are far beyond human description. Mortal tongue cannot express it. Yet we can try to grasp some picture of heaven's majesty and glory, a kingdom ruled and harmonized by God the Creator of the universe. It is His dwelling place, His city, His headquarters, and the home of His family. And heaven is Jesus' home. From heaven He came, and His mission on earth was to teach us about heaven. For heaven's sake He suffered, and He has returned to heaven to prepare mansions for us, that where He is, we can be too, to share with Him the glory and riches of that eternal home. Heaven is also the home of biblical characters who walked with God, and the eternal resting place of our loved ones, who in the arms of the Lord have gone on before. It is a paradise of rejoicing and reunion. And even though it is impossible to describe it in humanly acceptable terms, some have experienced heaven in person, and their experiences and descriptions help us gain a closer understanding. For example, Enoch and Elijah were caught up into heaven, as told in the Old Testament. And in the days of the New Testament, Paul and John had experiences of heaven. In modern times, others have experienced heaven as well, as in the cases of Betty Maltz, Dr. Richard Eby, Marvin Ford, Marietta Davis, Percy Collet, Rebecca Springer, Reverend Odin Hetrick, and others. However, the physical body, the one in which we now live, cannot go to heaven. As the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50, I tell you this, my brothers, an earthly body made of flesh and blood cannot get into God's kingdom. These perishable bodies of ours are not the right kind to live forever. Only the redeemed soul and spirit, led by God, can go to heaven.